Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here on the road to the Podcast Awards, episode number 9. That's right, and we are here once again to campaign for post-show recaps for the 2016 Podcast Awards. I have a very special guest here, a man who very quietly, under the radar, probably has the third most post-show recap appearances of anybody here. He's been just like plugging along one show a week for the last 104 weeks. Here he is, the great Akiva Winokur. Akiva, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Rob.
I think it's really
tight. I haven't spoken to you in a long
time. Between you and Antonio, we have to go to and check the box score. Who has more post-show recap appearances?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I probably have the quantity and he has the quality.
It's possible. Hey, you're like the mailman. You don't miss a week, though.
Yes, we've never missed a week podcasting about Seinfeld. It's truly, if nothing, we're punctual. We're never late. It's always there. Whether you like it or not, that's your problem. But it's always in your inbox Sunday morning.
Well, hopefully you too have been punctual voting for post-show recaps daily between now and June 12th for the 2016 Podcast Awards, nominated for the best TV and film and the best people's or the people's choice. I don't know if there's a best or worst people's choice award, but it's the people's choice podcast of the year. And today we're back to talk about another question sent in from our listeners discussing TV and film, which ironically is the category that we are nominated for, Keev.
Ironically. And I know that we're here for post-show recaps, but is there a write-in possibility?
What do you want to write in?
Well, I mean, you know, my 32 Fans podcast, I feel like, got no love at the Podcast Awards.
Well,
but more importantly, I feel like, what if our Seinfeld podcast beat post-show recaps?
Well, I think that would be tricky. Upset. I don't know necessarily how that would work, but the write-in period was when we got nominated. That was the write-in period where you had to write in who should be nominated. And now it's down to the last group.
All right, so 2017, we'll write in Seinfeld over post-show recaps.
Yes. And of course, yes, Keeve and I are celebrating a very happy anniversary that it was 2 years ago this week that we started the Seinfeld Rewatch Project, which we are now just wrapping up. Season 6, for the uninitiated who might want to jump in on all that. But I can't imagine how you're a subscriber of Post-Show Recaps and don't know about the Seinfeld Recap podcast.
This podcast is like not even in the Post-Show Recaps feed. I'm not even sure like what this, like it's not on the website. You have to like...
It's in the feed. Like, it's in the feed.
Yeah, it's not on the web. I feel like you have to, you need like a special number. You have to like call in at a certain time.
Yeah.
This is really an underground podcast. I'm not sure if anyone's
good. That's good. That's how we're trying to get the word out underground. So people like pass it amongst each other. All right. Here's our question today. This comes to us from one of our listeners. It's an email, not a voicemail question. And this one comes to us from John, who writes in to say, what movies would work as a TV show and vice versa? But let's just try to focus on, there's so many of these movies that are adapted for TV shows. This fall, I believe Lethal Weapon is going to be the next one. It's either people are saying, hey, let's remake an old TV show. Let's make that a movie. Or let's take a movie and then let's make that a TV show.
Yeah, I mean, it rarely has success, right?
No.
How many? I mean, I give one example is Fargo.
Sure.
Which is a really, really good movie turned into a really good show that's on the air now. But like this Lethal Weapon show, you're going to turn around. If it's starting in September, like October 1st, you're going to turn around and like, this show, Alan Sepinwall says that this show has been canceled. You never even got a chance to watch it.
It's possible. Damon Wayans Jr. is playing the Danny Glover character. I think a lot of pressure on the new Mel Gibson there in the Lethal Weapon remake.
I'm pro Damon Wayans Jr. from Happy Endings. He was one of the best parts of Happy Endings.
Yeah. So
did you watch Happy Endings?
I did not.
Yeah, the lead in that episode in that series ruins the whole show. They 5 out of 6 on the casting. Adam Pally's amazing.
I've heard you say that before.
I'm sorry. I'm regurgitating takes, but nobody listens to my podcast.
I've recently heard you rank your top 100 movies of all time on your 32 Fans podcast. No paid endorsement there. Keeve, are there any movies that you could think of that as you made this list that you would say, this would be a great TV show?
Yeah, I have two. Then I had no time to prepare this, so I'm just like off the cuff here. I can think of two.
Okay.
So this has kind of been done, but it was not so good, and that's Rounders. I feel like a show set in the poker world, preferably on cable, preferably on pay cable, like an HBO. I feel like it would fit well on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
Like a show about, you know, a couple, you know, maybe kids out of college who get into the poker game and maybe getting it over their heads, or, you know, one of them gets rich. And I feel like there's a lot of ground to be covered there.
Okay.
Maybe like a woman. She's like the best female poker player in the world. She's like the Vanessa Russo of 2016. And
yes.
And the best DJ in the world. I feel like, so I do think Rounders, what do you think? Rounders, the TV show, I think could be a home run if it's done well.
I think it would be certainly interesting. I don't know how you could do more than one season, though. Like, are they like rising up through the poker world?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Like, there's a lot of ups and downs. You know, even some of the best players that you've heard of go bust every couple of years. So I do think that, you know, the ups, the downs, winning the World Series of Poker, losing it on some dumb bet to Phil Ivey. Like, there's plenty of things you could do there.
Okay, I'm in. Rounders, the TV show.
Yeah. And I like, if my next idea is too good, then we should almost cut it and we'll just use that, because I want, like, me and you, after Seinfeld, we have nothing to do, you know, for 2 hours every Wednesday. We're going to start pitching pilots to,
yeah,
you know, to the networks.
Do we need the rights, or could we just go in there and then the network can figure out the rights?
You know, we already ran into this problem, because you and I, if people remember, like a year and a half ago, we rebooted Back to the Future and we had some really good ideas. And apparently, like, Zemeckis or whoever owns it will not sell it for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Which we were talking about real Kickstarter, but literally $1 billion wouldn't get it. It wouldn't get you the Back to the Future rights. So
no, he doesn't want it.
Maybe we should be coming up with our own properties and not, like, snatching existing properties that would cost, like, you know, nine figures for it at least.
Okay. All right. So did you have another one?
Yeah. My home run winner for sure. No question about it. This should be like an 8-season legendary television show. Is Groundhog Day.
Groundhog. Oh, this is really good.
Yeah. I feel like you have he, you know, you have a person. And again, I'm not a network sitcom guy, but I do think like Fox would take a chance on this.
Yeah.
You know, it would pair well maybe with Last Man on Earth or something like that.
Yeah. Now it's a totally different person is having Groundhog Day.
You think it's a different person every day?
No. Same person every day. Like whoever is our new Bill Murray character. That person is, we're not getting Bill Murray to come back and do Groundhog Day.
Oh, no, you're right. Not getting Bill Murray to do TV. I don't think so.
So, all right. So it's a new guy having new Groundhog Day and he has to figure out what's going on. So instead of like every like 5 minutes of like the day, you're seeing the whole day, every episode. Every episode is the new day. Sonny and Cher, boom. That's the day. That's the day.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can do with that day. It's a little 24-ish. That, like, you know, there's almost a clock ticking on what he has to do.
I love
and
it.
And I guess, yeah, I there's so much ground to cover there. I do think, like Last Man on Earth, it would end up, like, breaking format by about season two. Because the writers would just be kind of like, we got to. But, like, do you do Groundhog Week, maybe? Give yourself a little more room to play with?
No. I think you have it right. This is one of my favorite ideas that you've ever had.
Yeah, I feel like we could pitch this now. We'll get like a whole, we'll get all the post, after we win an award, there's a lot of money that comes with this award, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So we're going to be like flush with the cash. So like me, you, Wiggler, Mazzaro, Mike Bloom, the whole team, we'll get the whole writer's room in there and we're going to start. That's the first thing you do, right? You get a writer's room.
Yeah.
Before like you sit and you pitch the sitcom or anything.
Yes.
So we'll get it in there and I feel like we will. We'll knock out 22 of these suckers before you could even snap your fingers. And
okay.
This is going to be. This is we've been talking for a couple of years just about how to get that syndication money. We hear all about, you know, we podcast about Larry and Jerry make like $400 million a year each.
Yeah.
We just want like four a year each and we'll be set. That's like two when our wives take at least half of it in a couple of years.
Yeah, in a couple of years. Let me pitch you on a couple. Okay. All right. Lincoln.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that wasn't my real idea. Okay. Wally. No. All right, here's my real idea. The Sixth Sense TV show.
And what's different like every week? Is it from the kid's perspective?
Yes.
Is it from Bruce Willis's perspective?
You get the kid, you got the Bruce Willis ghost helping people.
And so the only people who know that Bruce Willis is dead are the kid and Bruce Willis, or yeah. No, everybody knows.
Nobody
he's dead
can see Bruce Willis. He's a ghost.
Oh, okay. Like what? Give me an example of an episode. What happens?
They're helping people. Either what are they? I don't remember. What would they do in the movie? They help people move on. I feel like that they need to be. This needs to be like a procedural. Like they're solving crimes. It's like Cold Case.
It's not bad. I wouldn't watch this show, but I feel like it could make a lot of money.
It could exist. I could see it being on CBS.
Oh, for sure. It could be like every CBS show is like, you know, like To Catch a Dead Person. Bruce Willis will have to become a dead person.
Like there's a and Haley Joel Osment is a kid. So nobody's going to take him seriously. And maybe Bruce Willis's character, like, is he a cop? Is he somebody who is
are we recasting Osment? Or is it a grown Haley Joel Osment?
Haley Joel Osment plays the dead guy now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, now that is something. And then who's the kid?
New kid.
So we're doing like a nationwide casting call.
Right. And how introducing old is the kid? Right. This kid as Haley Joel Osment. Haley Joel
Osment. How old is the kid? Because I have like, could it be a girl? I feel like the kid should be a girl.
Oh, it could be a girl. Yeah.
And I is it possible my daughter could play it? Because I want to be one of those parents that like secretly funnels all the kids' money, yeah. Like Holy Culkin, you know.
Yeah, and the kid is like, hey, I'm a kid. I want to just go to school. I want to have a normal life. But the grown-up Haley Joel Osment is like, no, don't you understand? We got to solve these crimes. I'm
this
dead.
Is a family tradition. How did he die, Haley Joel Osment?
That car accident.
Does he die in the pilot, or is this like an ongoing relationship when we meet them in the first episode?
No, you know what happened? He was investigating a case, and then the guy he was investigating had him killed, and now he has a vendetta. He's a ghost, and he's got an axe to grind with this organized crime ring, and the only person that can hear him is a kid, and the kid is like, I'm a kid. I got to go to school. I don't want anything to do with this organized crime. He's like, don't you understand? You're the only person that can see or hear me. How am I going to put this guy behind bars without you?
That's pretty good. I feel like season one finale, you know, they catch him talking to this ghost and they can't see who he's talking to. So he gets like committed to a mental institution. And then it's, you know, you don't know. Season two is coming back. You don't know if he's going to be out of the mental institution or not.
Yeah. I'm also a little unsure. Maybe the kid should be six just to tie in more with the sixth sense.
Ooh. Or is it like similar to my Groundhog Week idea where we call it the seventh sense and he's seven? Because it's hard to work with 6-year-old actors.
That's true. I'm flexible on the age.
Like, I have a 7-year-old, and I can't even get her to go to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how 6-year-olds are impossible.
Do you have a quick hot take on a TV show that should be a movie?
Yeah, I think David Simon, you know, he's doing these shows. Like, Treme is fine. The miniseries, Show Me a Hero, is really good. But by his standards, it's not The Wire. So if he doesn't want to, like, spend the next 3 years, like, what if he does, like, a Wire movie where he does what he was planning on doing with another season of The Wire, where he like goes into the growing Hispanic community in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, maybe it'll be like a little longer than, you know, it'll be like a 2.5-hour movie, but he can spend that time like really exhaust, like, you know, getting in that world in Baltimore. And then that would also leave open, like if that's a hit, then that leaves open, like bring it back to TV, which would be great. It's The Wire. It's the best show ever.
Okay, and then it's introducing all new characters?
All new characters. Like, maybe you have, like, McNulty drinking in a bar,
yeah,
you know, in the background. But it's I don't think there's anybody. I mean, the show itself would do many episodes without a single, you know, regular. So why can't the movie?
I could see it. Would it be a lot different than the TV show?
No, I just think it's like the world needs more Wire. Like, there's no reason for, like, there to be 500 TV shows, but The Wire is dead.
How about, I'm going to go and say, I Dream of Jeannie.
And what's different about the movie? And who are you casting as Jeannie?
Well, it hasn't been remade. I think that you could probably, maybe you do a role reversal. Maybe the Jeannie is a guy in this one.
Yeah, listen, gender is a social construct. We've established this. But yeah,
and then it could be like a romantic comedy. What do you think? I Dream
it's
of Jeannie.
It's not a bad idea. Did they ever get together? I saw a lot of episodes, but they're not, like, I don't remember. Was there a lot of tension between Barbara Eden and what's his name, Larry Hagman?
Sure. Okay. Anne Hathaway plays a woman. She goes antiquing. She finds a lamp, and then who's going to play Jean? Idris Elba.
I'm not buying. I'm already out on Hathaway.
Mayim Bialik owns an antique shop. Okay.
No. Oh, so the guy is like, it's like an older woman with a younger guy.
Okay. All right. I'm good. I'm fine with this. Whatever. I think this is a fun movie. This is going to be the date.
Julia
movie.
Roberts and the guy is Ansel Elgort.
Sounds good to me.
I cast Rob doesn't know who Ansel Elgort is, and I cast them in like all of our fake movies.
Is he a real guy?
Yeah, he's a real dude. He's in a lot of like kid or younger, like young adult type movies.
Okay. You might not know. All right. Well, Keith, this was so much fun to go through this list. I feel like we could do another 2 hours on this easy, but we'll save it for another time. What's the hashtag today? The Seventh Sense?
Yeah, Seventh Sense is good.
Okay. Of course, you could follow Keith on Twitter. He's at Keith26. I'm at Rob Cisterino. Thank you so much. If you've been voting daily at podcastawards.com for the two podcast awards that Post Show Recaps is nominated for. And of course, check out more Keith on the Seinfeld Post Show Recap and the 32 fans, no longer called in 32 days, available on iTunes.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.